after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hola, hola, come estas? Oh, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Steady J, bucket of life that does live. Man, I'm glad to have y'all, man. It's a beautiful Wednesday. And y'all know how every Wednesday it is the hump day after dusk edition of Life at Dusk Live. And that being said, it is hump day. We got to remind you our special public service announcement, which is if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, so, man, today's show is going to be hot just as usual. And, of course, I got one of my co-hosts with the mostest in the building, my girl Tara Lamont. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Not much, not much. I got a very, very special person on the air today. And it's actually, he submitted a song, I want to say, about a week and a half ago. He played it quite a couple of times already on the show before. And I like it because like I've been telling people all the time, when you come to this show, we don't just do one type of music. I try to tell people all the time, I don't like just pop sound. I don't like just hip-hop sounds, just R&B sounds, rock sounds. I like to hear everything, pop. I like to hear all different types of genres in here. You never once heard me say this was a hip-hop show or R&B show or whatever. I like to hear a little bit of everything. And our guest today, his music definitely shows that, hey, being diverse is how you win. And I got this big above, we'll be bringing more in a second. My boy Illinois in the building, and definitely just great to have him. He's a artist, producer, and songwriter who is very known for his multicultural, eclectic, and diverse music style. So I can't wait to chop it up with him. And I got to say such out to Taryn, because Taryn is actually how I know about him. So big up to you, Taryn.
No problem. Gotta look out, man.
Yeah, we about to go ahead and go into a quick song break, and we come back. We'll bring in our guest of the day onto the show. Yeah, hang right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, Taryn Lamont. Mm-hmm. We're going to take it to... What am I feeling? What am I going to start my day off today? I'm going to be mellow. I'm going to be crazy. Let's go ahead. We're going to take it in to some inspirational. I'm going to play Mary Mary. I'm walking. I got to be inspired real quick. We'll be right back.
Everybody, this is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL, and whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceti J on The Dusk Spot.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Ceti J. Mwah.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
And Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk, live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceti J.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dusk Spot. Ceti J, I see you, man. Yay!
Welcome back. Life After Dusk live. Your boy, Ceti J. And one of my co-hosts with the mostest, My girl Tara Lamone in the building.
Hey. What's up?
All right, so without further ado, we're going to bring our guest of the day into the building. Bring my boy all the way. And I can definitely send some definite love because I love when the artists that don't be acting like they bigger than everybody else, even though they doing big things, and they still support other movements. So big up to my boy Illinois. What's up, bro? What's up?
Hey, what's up?
How we doing?
There we go. Welcome to the show, man. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
I usually start off, but I'm gonna let Tara start because you know, without Tara, I wouldn't even know who you were, man. So definitely, I'm gonna let Tara go ahead and start, kick out the show.
How you doing?
I'm good. Just working hard, you know.
That's always good. I want to start off with a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When was the first time that you knew that you like basically fell in love with music?
Ooh, wow.
Mind blower.
Yeah, no, I guess it's a while back. I mean, as a toddler I always like, you know, tried to play the piano, I guess, and you know. After that, I think around 12 years old, I started taking piano classes, and with that, I think that's what really kind of turned me. You know what I'm saying? That's what really kind of sparked the passion, you know. And then just I went for it. You know?
Nice.
So yeah, I would say like 12.
Okay, yeah, that's real nice. I just love talking to artists and seeing, you know, what strikes their passion or what gets them going, you know.
But I mean, so far it's been good. It's been long. You know, you learn a lot of things on the road, a lot. So you know,
even some of the songs that
I have, like, you know, on the internet, now I just, you know, I feel I got a really big project this year coming out as an artist. So I think that's what's really going to set me apart. So we'll see what happens.
Now I got a question. Which I would definitely know. Every time I see people that got interested show names, I always like to hear the stories behind it. How did you actually come up with your name?
Oh, yeah. It's two reasons. Obviously, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. So I kind of got the Illinois from there. So it's my hometown. And it's my place that I grew up in and everything like that. So that and then I just thought, you know, it was cool, like, the way I guess, reworded it and rephrased it, and I just mixed up the spelling and stuff. So, you know, Illinois, like, noise, and I picture noise, music, the sound. And so I kind of added those two reasons, and I kind of got, you know, kind of got the name Illinois. So I think it fits me.
So that means basically we can definitely tell no matter where you go, you definitely still show love to your home city just because of, you know, there's music in your name.
Of course.
Yeah, that's dope.
I always stay humble, like, you know, the people, you know, my hometown, the people who supported in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So I always stay humble, you know, and this music game is hard sometimes, but you have to always stay humble. That's what I try to do.
I'm gonna be messy too, man. What happened with you? What happened with your Bears, man? What happened with the Chicago Bears this season, man?
I don't want to talk about that. No,
no. I can't really say that because I mean, the Cowboys, if you see what they was about, they weren't really about nothing. So they turned it off a little bit at the end and fooled us all. Then they went right back to what we know.
I know. I know. But, you know, I like to go Bulls, actually, a little. I'm more of a Bulls fan than Bears, but.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Bulls, you know, they doing all right. D-Rose is about to come back, and he's going to, you know, he's going to do some stuff. So, you know, we should be good. Hopefully this year.
But y'all always going to have to brag it, right? Because y'all know because Michael Jordan played with y'all, so y'all always get to brag about it.
No, but I say the next.
I had the best player of all of the. You know, arguably the best player of all time on your team, and this dude makes hand up, making guap. Just
yeah.
Shoes. This don't make no sense. How this money making these shoes?
I know. It's crazy. You know, it's actually an honor. I feel like MJ was kind of an honor for Chicago. So, you know, I like that. I was always an MJ fan and a Bulls fan. So. I think in the next year or two, you know, maybe the Bulls will win. Who knows?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, so I want next before we go into it, I want to talk about this track, man. That we played a couple of times. Then you actually sent me, and I definitely like it. I'm crazy for love, man. Kind of tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Crazy for Your Love was a track that I did with Nati Nevix. She's a Brazilian singer. She's an artist. She was, I guess, born and raised in Miami, and then she moved over here to Kissimmee. I heard of her from a friend, and, you know, I heard some of her music before, and I really seen the potential and the talent in her. So, you know, I contacted her, and then we linked up, and then I showed her this track that I had. You know, I had the beat already, but I didn't have any vocalists. So I showed her the track, and she loved it. And she loved it, and she was like, wow, it's a great track. And it just kind of came natural, you know. And she wrote it. She wrote her part, and, you know, and then I wrote my part and my feature in it, and I think it gave, like, a definite balance. Like, it was Crazy for Your Love, you know. That's, for me as an artist, like, that's kind of what the message I want to put out is love. You know, I want something kind of positive. So, Crazy for Your Love was kind of that. And, you know, we just linked it together, and it was magic. Like, it just worked, you know. So we definitely got other tracks in the works. They should be released later this year, summer, and things like that. I'm producing for a lot of different artists and I'm my own artist as well. So sometimes my scheduling can get hectic, but you know, I just love to create music. And you know, if I feel like an artist has talent and potential, you know, I would like to extend my hand and work with him, so you know that's how it came out, and we're just pushing it. We're pushing it on YouTube, and we're gonna have like a second, I guess, re-release, and we're gonna have like promotions behind it and stuff like that. So you know, it's all in the works.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah.
All right, so. We're going to go into the track, and we come back. We're going to chop it up with you some more. Me and my girl, Teron.
Hey.
We'll be right back, y'all, on Life at Dust Live. This is Crazy for Love. We're right back on Life at Dust Live.
You ready?
Yeah. illa, not the nevic. Go ahead, talk to me, girl.
I cannot sleep here in my dreams. I stay awake and miss you all night long.
I know we had a problem, but lately I find myself racing to save this relationship. Just for a touch. Yeah, we had it all, but it wasn't enough. I miss your smile. I hope you can stay for the past and the future and now on.
How you balance? How do you seem to balance having a career and also still live a personal life at the same time?
Yeah, I mean that's hard. It's just like really priorities and I don't know. You have to just kind of balance everything out. you know, put everything in perspective and put everything in a spot in your life that'll work for you the best. And, you know, that's the challenge of life every day. But, you know, you just gotta do it. It's hard, but so that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Right, and I mean, because I mean, it, for me too. I mean, I know personally, this from my personal mindset. You know, me, I try to live personal life, and also too trying to juggle. Especially trying to do a regular job too, and then you try to juggle your career. It is a whole lot of work, and it's like running around with a chicken your head cut off.
Mhm. Yeah. Very hard, especially when you're in the entertainment business, man.
Oh my God.
Yes, very, very. It sucks because I guess it doesn't suck, but it's hard because I produce for other artists, for many different artists in the Orlando area, and so forth. And then also I'm an artist. And also, I have a studio that people come and record. So, you know, I do it all pretty much. I engineer, I songwrite, I produce, I'm an artist, you know, and everything. And that mixed with personal life, you know what I'm saying, mixed with old work and bills. And
right.
It's just adjustments. I mean, I feel like, you know, if you're really elite, and being an artist, you know, you'll find a way to do it. You'll find a way to do it no matter what, you know. So
yeah, because producers, man, you producers, y'all don't get any, especially you said producers / engineering, y'all did not get any sleep, man.
I know. Sometimes we're up, like, really late. And, you know, there was a point where I was living off, you know, 3 hours of sleep, like, every night pretty much, and it sucked, but I had to do it, you know. I had to do it for my career and for my personal life too. So
yeah, I mean, I know some, this one dude, he was like, yeah, man, I try to get out, man, I get out when I can, man, but most of the time I'm usually in the studio, so when I get out, I don't be knowing how to act, because if I'm in the studio, I'm there almost 24 hours a day. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like that's the difference too. Like, people, you know, people who go out, and then there's people who stay in and perfect their craft, perfect their, you know,
right,
their music, their sound for their dream, you know. So I think that's the difference.
I think if you go out too, it got to be from a strategic mindset, because some people just be go, like me, people always be like, man, you'll never just want to just go that front. No, man, it's got to be strategic, it's got to be some strategic placement going on that's going to make me go up.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, so it's always like you got to, oh, because you're meeting this person, or just, you know, make it smart, make it count.
Right.
All right, I'm going to slide over to Tehran.
Okay. Is there any, do you have any more, let me say, like, outside the entertainment business, like, any more talents, I mean, that you're actually good at, as far as, like, drawing, or, like, what else, like, captures your interest? What do you have an interest for?
I used to draw, but I stopped kind of because, you know, the whole music deal, so I stopped that. I do know how to draw. I know how to play piano. I know how to play everything, like Mozart, Beethoven, Bach.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what else. I kind of picked up guitar a little bit, but I'm not really good, but I know some chords. Besides that, like, I just like, you know, the normal stuff, like, you know, sports and Let's see what else. What's the talent I have? I would say just that, really. Yeah, just simple.
Okay.
Just very creative, I guess, in my mind.
Yeah, creative mind, most definitely. Yeah. What can you say about today's music? Like, as far as in hip hop, I mean, everything together, what can you say? Like, the changes of the music industry, do you see it going in a positive way? Do you see it leading in a negative way? Like, what's your view?
I feel like, unfortunately, it's kind of going negative.
Okay.
Now, you know, like, I feel like in mainstream, you know, it's that way. It's kind of going negative. You know, it's the same thing. Mainstream, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's this new song out with it. I think it's called Who's Booty or something like that. Yes, and it's featuring French Montana and this other guy, so this singer cat. But, you know, it's just, you know, a cycle, and they just recycle the same thing. Like, you know, I feel in other genres of music, such as, like, house and even Latin, too. Latin is, like, getting mixed a lot with house, too. I feel like those types of music, they're expanding. I feel like they're expanding. But those are always, you know, house has always been, like, expanding, you know, like electro house, progressive house, all this other stuff. So, you know, unfortunately, mainstream is kind of, it's just not looking good. It's just negative. House music and stuff like that, I feel like that's going positive. Hip hop and rap, kind of the same thing, like people talking the same thing. You know, I love Kendrick Lamar. He's, you know,
okay.
He's a huge inspiration, and I feel he's very different and innovative. So I definitely think he's going to branch out to something great. But, yeah, there's a few select artists, but as far as, like, music is total, is a total package. Like, yeah, it's all right.
Okay, yeah. I agree. I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, most of nowadays you hear the same stuff in every single song. I mean, if it's not them talking about killing somebody, it's talking about strippers and big booty girls.
Exactly.
It's always the same concept. So, yeah, I can understand that. But, yeah, Kendrick Lamar, he's very creative. Like, he's a lyricist. Like, yeah, I love listening to Kendrick. So, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a man.
Yeah, because personally, to me, I feel, I mean, there has to be a balance of music, but it's not really about, I mean, like, everything, there's something, there has to be some kind of music is good because you can always get a piece of every type of thing in music, but when it's too one-sided, that's what annoys me. Like she just said, like, it's cool for, like, a couple here and there, like, stripper club anthems or whatnot, but when it's all you hear,
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
it just gets played out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not everything. It's like all these things. Oh, now these rappers making songs about strippers. Maybe that's how I'm gonna get my shine. Like, y'all, like it's too many. It's just too many chicks just trying to just go be like stripping. Like the like it's like being a doctor or something. Like that's how people treating it. I'm not hating on strippers, but I'm just saying the fact of the matter is like why is everybody acting like, oh, my God, if I be a stripper, man, I'm, you know, that's my dream job. Like, why y'all ever that's your dream job? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't for everybody.
What little kid says that? Like, that's weird.
It ain't for everybody, man. I mean, some women, yeah, they're getting paid off of it, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, they know how to, you know, they know how to play the game. But, I mean, you know, some people are in it for the wrong reasons. And there are younger girls, you know, up here yelling they love them strippers and stuff, you know. But, I mean, look at our generation.
People probably they popping it, lollipops, making dance on the playground and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, what? I'm talking about I saw a little girl twerking by my little brother at his bus stop. I literally was like, I'm about to just take him to school. She was out there like she knew what she was doing. Like I'm like, what has your mama been doing? I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't know what to do. I just drove up there and was like, LJ, get in the car. Come on. I'm taking you to school today. I'm like, what in the world? She was up there just popping it, jerking on him. I'm like,
Because, yeah. I mean, I remember, I'm not going to act on fake this. Fuck. I mean, in middle school, they used to be twerking back in at middle school and whatnot. And it used to be at like a garage. Like, a lot of people throw like their birthday parties at their houses in the hood. Everybody in the neighborhood would go to that person's house and chill and party in the garage, and there'd be twerking going on, but it wasn't like going, it wasn't out of hand. It's getting so out of hand now, like these people hormones are just too hot now. It's just,
yeah, I was about to say, look like they're doing summer clothes on all day.
Yeah, they not even twerking no more. These middle schoolers trying to get it in. It's weird. Like you can't escape it.
Yeah, and now I mean everybody's talking about Molly too, and
we got a joke on this show that we started. Shout out on board DJ P, but we had this whole thing where for like 2 weeks straight. Every day we were looking for Molly. We were like, "Where's Molly? Where's Molly?" Because obviously, well, we've asked every guest where Molly is, and apparently everybody looking for her. Because I mean, it's like you said, it's just every song. What you hear it? Like it's getting played. It's played out. It's kind of like Keisha. Like when it was like. When Cash Out first said it, okay, then Lil Wayne said it a million times in every song. It was like, okay, Keisha's not cool anymore. Stop it. Stop saying Keisha.
Yeah.
Now everybody.
Yeah.
I was kind of confused because I wasn't sure what the song's about. It's like, how y'all take an Uncle Luke song? And it sounded like it was a twerk song. Now it sounds like it's more about Papa Molly's. We bought the Molly. She puts it open. What in the world? It's like, okay. All right, take 2 steps back, y'all. 2 steps back.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I got some quick news stories I'm going to share for today. And, of course, you know, always, everyone can share the feedback as usual. And... Man, I just two stories. One, I'm kind of like, it's really not. I really don't really care, but it's just hilarious to me. That's the reason why I'm even reporting it. And just a reminder, I don't make the news. I just report the news. But anyways, Nicki Minaj's boyfriend is apparently caught buying some pussy from a porn star, and
oh yeah, he cheated on Nicki. Yep, yep, yep. I
don't know
about that.
So yeah, he's apparently and I gotta see the picture because I haven't even looked at the picture. I dare to look. Okay, so going to go look at the picture, and they said she not busted. But then I saw the picture. She was not all that cute. But she not ugly. And over here, people be all there hating. Like, she ain't got to be hating so hard. She ain't ugly, but still, it's the fact of the matter. Hey, you know, Nicki Minaj, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just saying.
Everybody going to get cheated on, man. I mean, but then again, she all plastic. So what you expect? I mean, I don't want to be rude. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter who you are, no matter if you're famous or not, you're still an individual. So I don't understand why people are acting so shocked. Like, oh my God, he cheated on Nicki Minaj. She's still a female. He's still a dude with genitals. So he's gonna do what he do regardless.
Right, I wonder is this chick butt real or is it natural? Because she got obviously it looks like you know he's continuing the trend of going at the chicks with big butts.
Well. Mm-hmm. There's so many females out here, man, I don't be knowing if they booty girl or not. Nicki Minaj just look like if you smack it, it won't move or something. Like it'll hurt your hand.
We're going to take a moment to be messaged for a quick second. Illinois, man, we're going to ask you a pretty controversial question because we talked about this in the show before for a little bit too, and also shameless plug. It's also in Beck's the recent issue of Backsize Magazine. You can check out my article about it. And definitely, it's an interesting discussion here that I just continually just have to get everyone's opinion on, because everyone feels a different way. Man, how do you feel about the amount of women that, and just the rate is going at that's just getting their bodies, you know, surgically done to, you know, because they want a big butt, or they want bigger breasts, or they want bigger lips, or they want permanent eyebrows. Well, we can go down there. If you can dream it, they can build it. That's what it is now.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that, man?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Okay. So I'm an open-minded individual. So, I'm, you know, to me, a woman can do whatever she feels necessary. You know, if you want to, you know, if you want to get a, you know, bigger boobs or whatever, you know, go ahead and that's you. I'm saying, I'm not going to stop you. Now, do I feel it's, I mean, it just almost came like a part of life now. Like just, a, you know what I'm saying? Like it's normal actually now, you know, everybody's getting it done or, you know, getting a butt shot, whatever, you know, so it's become more normal. I personally, I don't know if I, hard, man. I mean, I just, if a girl has it, you know what I'm saying, like, let's say I meet a girl and she has that, you know, I'm not going to be, like, biased and be like, oh, you know, I'm not going to date you, or I'm not going to hang out with you because you got that, you know what I'm saying, like, like I told you before, I'm open-minded, so I'll, you know, go with the flow. But so it doesn't bother me, really. It doesn't bother me. I really don't have, like, a say partake in it. I don't believe it's right or I don't believe it's wrong. So it's, I believe it's just your choice, to be honest. You know, nobody's perfect. That's all I can say. So I would see why people would want to do that. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, now overdoing it is a bad thing. But if you wanna, you know what I'm saying, do it enough to like help you out or whatever the case is, it's fine. You know, it's pretty much like this. If you think about it, like braces. Like let's say, you know, somebody, you know, a girl, whatever, she's born, her teeth are crooked. Now that's naturally crooked. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't really do anything. You can't do anything about it, you know, unless you wear braces. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they wear braces, and then, you know, whatever, the teeth get straightened, and that's their look. You know, same thing with eye surgery. You know, people who are blind can't see that well. Why do they do that? To better themselves, to make them look better, to make them, you know, not have to wear glasses. And so I kind of see it like that. You know, and
right, but I mean, for me, I feel like it's different with teeth and eyes and stuff like that. I think that's different. I just feel it's the motives. It's the motives behind why some of the people. It's not just because, oh, I want to look good. It's, oh, because I feel like in order to get a man's attention, I have to do this. But some of us don't give a day. I'm going to keep it 10,000 myself. I done stuff with people that got some not so big butts, and I've done some people that got some astronomical butts. But at the end of the day, I don't really dwell on that. It's like, I just want to cheat it. For me, I've dated or done some with chicks that's different body types. So it's not, and they've all been real. And that's the thing. I don't really care. Like, if women, if you're doing it, can try to get men attention, ask him. If it's because you're trying to get somebody's attention, if he can't accept your body for what it is, then it really ain't nothing to be worried about anyway. Because some people, so a lot of these chicks, they've been discouraged. They're coming to the industry side of things. Yeah. They feel, because of the way the how, as far as when it comes to the urban side of modeling, they feel that in order to get more jobs and stuff, that they need to be they need to have bigger butts and stuff. And so how can I get, so how can I get more notoriety? Oh, let me get a bigger butt real quick.
Yeah.
And just like a beach stripper is, I want to make a lot of money in a strip club. Well, if I get my butt done, then I can make a lot more money. That's the dilemma that I always have about it. It's the motive behind it. Do it because you want to look good, because you want to look good for you, not just because you're being money hungry and whatnot. Everybody makes their money a certain way, but at the end of the day, everybody's like, yeah, man, it's, at the end of the day, all money, good money. I don't, No, at the end of the day, still have integrity, man. Do stuff because you want to do it. But, all right, I'm a guy because I'll be on that topic all day. we got another story, and this continues from Monday's show. Rick Ross has apparently been spotted out in the streets for the first time since the assassination attempt, and apparently he looks like he's hiding. And, it's definitely been – somebody made it very clear that, hey, they will – that they do have a hit out for Rick Ross. They have made it very clear.
And
just to let it be known, that the cameras caught him quickly leaving his hotel and hopping into a waiting bulletproof, listen to that, bulletproof SUV. So, I was just talking about this before I was on the show, and it goes back to the music stuff. Like, people make all this music about, first one of his songs out. I don't really like the song because I don't like the way people act when it comes on and how they feel they get to act. Blood money, tell everybody what you want. I don't like this song. I like a lot of Rick Ross songs, and there's some street music put out on it, but that's just one I just can't. I won't play in the club. I just won't do it. I just don't feel it because it conveyed the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Do whatever you gotta do to get money. Why do I keep telling people that? Because, I've heard people make excuses saying, we doing what we know. Well, why do I got to continually be an excuse? I feel that a lot of these artists need to get their ass in these streets, not just hand people money. Y'all need to spend a little bit of time and invest in helping start programs to keep these kids at the streets and help them make money.
Yeah. And stop forgetting where you came from. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that irritates me. But the thing that we was cracking up about earlier, I don't wish no harm on Rick Ross, man. We was just cracking up because, he got that song talking about he got the chopper in the car. We somebody lied. somebody lied, bro. That's what happens. Look at the life that you live in, and then you get on these interviews, and you try to talk about these people, and you got people on Worldstar they've been making threats towards Rick Ross, though. It's been going on for months. People been going to all his shows and so much stuff been going on. They're not playing. You got to do something, homie, because, your past will always catch up with you. I don't care who you are, how much money you have. They say more money brings power, but, hey, you're still not untouchable, homie,
Because one time you caught slipping. They feel in order to get love from the streets that you always got to do the stereotype of what the street is known for. I spent most of my life in the hood. And people have always already thought otherwise. They didn't know where I lived and stuff. They didn't feel like I fit the title because I didn't act a certain way that people would say that I need to act because I'm a 6'3 dude, and I'm a big football player looking dude. And you from the hood, you supposed to act a certain way. Where is this rule book that said I have to act a certain way? And that's why at the end of the day, the streets don't treat you right because you act because you try to put on a facade. The streets treat you right because you act real. When I go to any, that's why a lot of times I get a lot of love from the hood coming up because I can go anywhere and be myself and not care. And people, at the end of the day, people respond to realness. If you're being real, they're going to show you love, because I'm one of the people, I don't dress the same way everybody else do when I go to the club. And I always stand out, and people like, every time you, when I first get in the club, people give you that stare down like, who is this dude think he is dressed like this? I dress like money. That's what I'm dressed like, money. I want to make some money, and so I'm going to be dressed like money. You darn right I'm going to be dressed the way I want to dress. So, and people are more receptive when they, when somebody comes to me and they find, and they're like, oh, you need to do business? They take me so much more seriously.
I feel that most definitely.
Said
he go out looking like money.
Like money. That's what I go out looking like, money. I look like Monopoly money. I take a bunch of Monopoly money, throw it on me.
Throw it in the air. I was going to say throw it in the air.
Man, no. I got to share a story on that, too. This, in air, but I just one spot I show love, too. That's because they show a lot of love to me and my project, too. Red Goose, and I laugh because every week, there's always some group of dudes that just got an extra stunt and throw a bunch of money. And I feel like we was in the New Year's Eve cash drop every week, because I'm sitting like, you know, and some dudes be trying to act all hard, like, man, I ain't finna try to catch no money, man. Man, I'm like, because people be like, if you're a dude and you catch a money that dude throwing, then it make you look weak. I broke it down just like this to somebody. I said, I got this line from my brother, and it's genius. He said, if Bill Gates is in the club and you were throwing money his way, he going to catch it too. Because a person who's serious about their money, Always trying to make some more. And if somebody's dumb enough to throw their money away, why not catch it? people be wondering why I be going to the bar buying drinks. I'm like, shoot, there's going to be some dumb dude going to throw over a couple of hundreds of ones in the air and fives and stuff. I'm going to make all my money back I spent at the bar. So y'all go ahead, don't worry about me.
I feel that.
Excellent. Now, as far as in Illinois, man, as far as like it, what are the top, I'm going to say five, top five artists that you think are holding down the game right now? And I already know one of them by default is Kendrick Lamar, because you already mentioned him earlier.
I mean, there's a lot of different genres. What do you think, in hip hop genre or house?
It's a mixture.
All genres? Okay.
Give me five off the top of the dome. All genres.
Okay. Now I may not necessarily like these artists, but I gotta admit they are doing their thing. Kendrick Lamar, you know, whatever, I already told you before him. And let me see. Pitbull, as much as he's okay. He's all right. It's the same thing. You know, every song is about the same thing. So, but he is doing his thing. I got to admit that, and I got to respect that. You know, he's making his money. So he's on top of the whole mainstream. Let me see who else. And so many different artists. I think Lil Wayne is falling off big time.
I'm a rock right there next to you and say that too. I'm agree with you.
Yeah, because he's that's another story. But
he's kind of doing the same. He's not bringing new trick, no nothing new at the playbook now. It's the same thing. Yes,
exactly.
I feel you.
Exactly. And you know what song I actually thought was kind of different? It was kind of almost refreshing. It's Justin Timberlake's new song, Suit and Tie. You know, mm-hmm. it's. Have you guys heard it?
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
I gotta check it out. Cause I like Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake comes with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's different. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a R&B. It's kind of like a funk. So it's like, it's cool though. I definitely think it's refreshing. It's new because it's different. You know what I'm saying? Normal R&B is just, you know, R&B or everything's house or everything's this and that. So I think that's definitely a good sign. And plus, he teamed up with Jay-Z, so who knows what's good. Man, that's hard though. The whole top five, whew, that's hard right now. I know Pitbull's doing his thing. But besides that, I mean, MMG as a whole, I think they're doing things too. They got a lot of new music out with Wale and Meek Mill, Rick Ross, and they signed their new guy, Rocky Fresh, too. He's actually from Chicago, too. But, yeah, I mean, I would just say those. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay.
Most definitely. Now, as far as now, we're going to give you a 30-second commercial with us right now. As far as let everyone know that's listening, really listening live, really listening to the archives, let everybody know why they should support you. And I want you to give a 30-second commercial now. I'm going to give you the infamous 30-second commercial music. All right? Hold on. I will tell you when to go. So I say go. I want you to go ahead and give your commercial. I want people to support you.
Wait.
Ready, set, go.
How we doing? You know, I want everybody to support me because I make amazing music, but I put a message behind me. Everything that I do, I want everything to be positive. I want, you know, people to grab from it and relate to it. You know, whether that's sad moments or hard moments, happy moments. But I just want to protect love. The world, you know, and I want to do it in a different way. It's not just normal house. It's like a house, like a retro 80s, 90s type. And I think with my sound and my image and my persona as a person, I think people should support me, my dream.
Damn.
Nice. Nice.
Well, definitely. Now, man, let everybody know how they can catch up with you, man, and definitely, and I gotta say, big up to your videos too. I'm all about visual effects, and you definitely did not, just like your music, you didn't fall short with the video of the visual effects and stuff too. So, big up to you on that, man. Let everybody know as far as how they can check out all your stuff.
Thank you, appreciate that. Yeah, you can find me on all social networks, SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/IllaNoiseTV, Twitter.com/IllaNoiseTV, and Facebook.com/IllaNoiseTV. Also, I got my YouTube. My YouTube is under YouTube.com/JRodMedia. And then you can also Google me too, which a few things will pop up from there.
Dope. Nice. Well, we definitely appreciate having you.
What was that?
We definitely appreciated having you on the show today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys. You guys are doing great. You guys are definitely working hard, and I see it. So I want to congratulate you guys to that. And
thank you.
Yeah, we all grow as businesses, you know, as well as artists, and you guys can keep doing your thing. But thank you for having me as well on the show.
My pleasure, man. Definitely, man. You know, we still gonna be supporting you on and off the show. So big ups to you, man. I definitely just gotta say again, man, I appreciate you for, you know, for joining the site, man, and being one of those artists that, you know, you got some big things going on, and you take, and I know people's time is very precious, and that's why I mean, you know, people obviously, man, you're in charge of these people, man. I feel like people can pay you in two different ways, time or money. And people putting in time, then hey, they putting in some effort to show, hey, that's just as valuable as money. That time can be spent them getting money. So I appreciate you for putting in time and in supporting what we got going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. No problem. Definitely, for sure. Yeah, just let me know any other time.
Most definitely, man. And just to remind everybody, if you missed any parts of the show, you can listen to a million different ways. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. Or you can go to iTunes, type in Life of the Dust Live, look for the episode, Mark Tump Day at the Dusk, Artist Illinois, and also go to TuneIn. If you have the TuneIn app, or you can get it, it's free, download it, look for Life at the Dusk Live, and you can always listen to the show from your phone, man, mobile devices and whatnot, and of course, the Dusk Spot, duskhvot.com. Plays the five most recent episodes of the show right there. So that's just a few different ways to go to the show. Once again, man, I appreciate you for coming through. Tara, let them know how they can find you.
All right. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Taryn Lamond, Instagram, Taryn_Lamond, Facebook, Taryn Lamond as well. Quick shout out to my manager, Deontay Gilmer, and the whole HB Models that I'm signed with. Y'all check out that True magazine feature that I had just got featured in today, actually. Y'all check that out on my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There you go.
On Instagram, straight flex.
Woo! I'm not popping on Molly the Sweat.
Oh, man. I'm everybody to remind y'all, you can check me out on twitter.com/SteadyJDust. That's CEDDYJDUSK. You type the same thing for Facebook, you're going to find me. Pretty much, you type that in, you're going to find me a lot of places. So I'm everywhere. And also, I got to send a big shout-out real quick to my girl, Miss Cammy G. Next Thursday, we'll be starting, we'll be DJing every Thursday at Blue Moon in Louisville. And that's going to be pretty hot, man. It's always fun. I get to, you know, have one of the fam, you know, be a part of what we got going on. So it's good to see one of the I Am So Divine family come in. You know, she's going to be on the mic while I'm DJing. It's going to be a good look. So, oh, yeah. It's, it is what it is.
We up.
All right, so we're rolling on now. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's an Illinois, or where there's oh, and there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life of the Dust Live. We're going on now, everybody. And of course, Chris Brown. Deuces.
There you are.